We are very privileged, hallelujah, today. We are very privileged for the time when we are living. God has given us absolutely the best He can. He is giving us the power to overcome. He is giving us the courage to overcome. Amen. He is giving us everything we can have, the blood, the strength, the word. And everything is coming to conclusion very soon. Somewhere 6,000 years ago, God had started His creation. And He planned, He gave Himself a time budget of 6,000 years. The word in Genesis 1 says that Lord God has created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day.
The
Bible is also revealing to us that with the Lord a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. God is therefore revealing to us that He is doing the creation in 6,000 years. In Genesis 1:27, we have read, that the Lord decided to create a man in His likeness and in His image. It reads, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. But a few scriptures down, we agree that God is only half job. Because from one aspect, we are like God. We are body, soul, spirit in the same way. In the same way as God is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. On the natural realm, everything with God is like God. Everything you don't know about your body is taken from the Lord. We have eyes to see, ears to hear, hands to
understand.
We have right hand stronger, like God. We have feet to walk with. Yet God is working on a man. Because the first man was made a living soul. But the last man, last
Adam,
which God is just about to finish soon, is the Spirit giving life. God is going to finish His product. He's still busy creating and working. Can you say amen? Do you desire to be sons of God? Do you desire to be fully compatible with the Lord? I have two news for you. One is good news, one is bad news. And then I have good news also. The good news says that you can. Hallelujah, you can become sons of God. The bad news says it's not for free. It's actually rather expensive. Amen? So, now you have a question. Oh my, can I afford it? And the good one says, can I afford it? And the good news says, yes, you can afford it. It'll only cost you everything you have. And if you are now checking your wallet, you are looking the wrong direction. Your wallet is not everything you have, brethren. The Lord is requiring much more than that because He's going to give you much more than that. If you are taking money, the only thing you will be expecting from the Lord is money. And you know, brethren, we have to understand money are not everlasting, are they? A rich man died. And somebody asked and said, how much did he leave behind? And his secretary replied, everything. Amen. He left behind everything. He took nothing. So let us not be looking at things which don't have. Let us look at things which are bringing something everlasting to our souls. God wants you to sacrifice your time. He wants you to sacrifice who you are in your nation. By the way, we know that there are no Filipinos in heaven.
Yes, there is a God.
And you know, I was thinking, and I said, wow, okay, there's a God, but is he available for me? Can I have a lot of questions? Can I ask a question? Can I spend some time in his presence? Is he coming to earth once a billion years or is he? And I was shocked to realize that he is interested in me more than I am him. And he said, I realized he is actually wanting to become my father. He is not a philosophical opinion, he is a person.
Amen.
Amen.
And
he, not only he is willing to talk to me, but he is willing and most able to make me like him.
Hallelujah.
But you know, brethren, God is not to be mocked.
He's not to be
mocked. Amen. He is light and he's holy. We cannot come in his presence. In the way we are. We don't stand the presence. This presence will consume us. Because there's no darkness in him. There's no darkness, brethren. The closest we ever got on this earth is the laser. You know what laser is?
Laser.
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 It is the most purified light we have. You cannot come in the presence of
nature.
It would go through you, pierce you. And the Lord is a zillion times more purified light. Amen. Hallelujah. So brethren, I want us to realize that the calling which is there is a great calling, but we are to pay for it. I have asked the Lord in my way of thinking those days, and I said, Lord, I want to go with you to the university degree, spiritually speaking. And that meant for me the highest in the Lord. And Lord agreed to it. And you know that there was in the church, there was a sister I was interested in. And I went, and because I had some revelation, I said, well, let me pray if it's the will of the Lord. And I told her, I didn't have enough revelation, so I told her and I said, well, you know, listen, we have to, before we go anywhere, we have to pray if it's the will of the Lord. In my thinking is, yes, if I want it, he wants it. But he says, no. So I'm sitting there alone in my room, and I didn't expect it. And you know, I had to get out, and I'm walking in the town, and I'm asking the Lord, so why are you doing this to me?
Nila kao siya, ibigstoy sa ginawa niya siya, ginawa mo naman mo manindibuhat sa ako.
You know, I'm there weeping and you know, crying because the Lord told me no.
So, nagsandagal ako siya, nagahilat siya, nagatuloy ang luha. So, tungkol sa kipamalandokan niya na, ano ang ginawa niya kung manong no, nadili.
And the only thing the Lord has told me was, I thought you wanted to go to university level degree.
So, ang iyang natungog na hindi ang ginawa nga, lagay mo ito man ang gusto ka man to sa university na nung pagkuha mo sa kadigli.
I said, yes, Lord, I want to.
So, ito ba po sa inyong ginawa nga, o ginawa gusto ko.
And it says, that would work.
O, hindi ang ginawa ka niya.
That would work.
Hindi na magsimbi.
Do you still want her?
O, maka pamanando ka diyo, mala ang ihapon ka niya.
And I said, no, Lord.
Oh, they would say that,
you know, I had to pay some price.
Oh, when in you, if I had to say that, how
much is it? I had to wait, I had to wait for my real wife to come.
Oh, yan ipang ang doon na magpaapot na lang ang kayo siya na doon ay sa kapay, umabot sa ginagawin niya yung mga tao.
I realized I'm not to choose in my, for my life.
Yes.
Yan ki, iyan na pamanandong at nasaktan nga dinigay ba ayaw na kita mangita o magbuot para sa atong kagalingon.
Because the request to the Son of God.
Tungkol kayo na ang usaka hangyo na mahimong pangalan sa Diyos
means you are on your own.
Nagkapasabot nga dili na ikaw sa inyong kagalingon.
So, if you are saying in one breath, I want to be Son of God, you are also saying with the same breath, I will not be looking around. Do you still want to be Son of God? Are you sure?
Amen.
Yes.
It's a great calling. Yeah.
But you cannot have both. It's impossible.
Pero hindi ka makabayan na imposible kayo.
You cannot give your mind both to the Lord and to the devil.
Tungod kay dili bahita po nga ang imong pangunahon na imong bahinon para sa Dios o para sa demonyo.
You cannot be speaking with the same mouth, word of God, and then curse and complain and gossips.
Dili ka po bahin mo nga dili ka po madawat sa Dios nga ang imong hunahuna, ang imong pagpanuti para sa Dios, paghimaya niya, o niya, magbuhat ko ka, magsunti ko ka mga daotan, magtabi-tabi, magmandaot sa uban.
The Lord says, be holy, and I'm holy.
Nung ako yung sunti sa Diyos na ngayon, na magmamabalaanon ka, sanuhin ka ko balaan, ha?
Are you going to obey me, is asking the Lord?
Mundo man ba ikaw?
Can I trust you? Can I trust you?
Makasali pa ako kanimo.
Hallelujah. You know, Hallelujah. I was saying that I was maybe 16 years old. 16, yes. And before I was a Hindu believer. And I had to go through all the things the 16-year-old people had to go through. My first conference when I attended.
Sa unang kumpirinsya ng iyang tampungan.
It was hot and I had shorts, kind of that short.
Nag-shirt ang siya niya, init kayo sa itong panahon.
And my shirt was kind of no shirt.
Mura man niya, sinin na kung maragoy sinin na.
It was a tank top and I think it was more tank than top. The brethren were speaking about it, and I was not hearing.
Oh, I was like, so, I'm going to come on, I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down.
till somebody came to me, it was a man, and he told me that I'm sensing him. Not only I have changed my clothes,
I'm burning, and
I said, I will never again wear anything like this. How can I at the same time inspire people to walk with God and at the same time tempt them? What do you want? What are you selling, brother? Or sister? We used to say, if you don't sell, don't advertise. Amen. Sisters. Brothers. Amen. If you don't sell, don't advertise. We cannot be stumbling block at the same time and inspiration for the Lord. If you want to be sons of God, brethren, hallelujah. You know, God requires that we walk holy. The priests, when they were supposed to enter into the holy place, there was a strong requirement. Amen. It was not that they could have come any way they wanted. The description, by the way, the description of the clothes of the priest is much longer in the Bible than the description of the tabernacle, brethren. The Lord cares what we say. The Lord cares what we wear. Cares. He's a Christian. It's important for him.
Importante kaya nga mag-arreglar kita diya sa atong pagsulod niya.
Yes, the Lord cares what we say, cares for what we wear as clothes.
Ang atong Ginoo nagalan sa manggod, may tungod sa atong panapanapod.
Because it expresses our desire and what is in us.
Mo kay naglarawan manggod kini kung kinsa kita ubos sa atong gitinuha.
The Lord wants to speak to us.
Dios nagsulti kayo dinhi kanato.
But He cannot speak to us if our ears are not tuned to Him.
Oh, dili siya makasulti, makapamulong kanato kung kita dili maminaw kaniya.
If we are used to listening to things which are not of God, we will not be able to hear God.
Kaya kung makapamingan magut kita sa mga buta ng Ginoo, dili ang Ginoo magapadayag dinhi kanato.
And He requires when we hear Him that we do what He says.
Tungod kay nagkinahanglan magpukinin na kung ang sa isulti sa Ginoo din ka na ito, kinahanglan niya ato mong buhato.
I once remember, and it was a time where God already revealed me who my wife will be.
Ako na hinumduman sa diya na ang akong asawa, mahimo na kayo na akong pangasawon.
I was in one city in the capital of Prague, visiting brethren.
Dito sa isa ka dapat din siya nabisita sa usa sa iyang mga eksonan dito.
And my fiance was a few hundred kilometers away in a school.
Distance siya kuno ang iyang ipoyan.
Yeah. Maybe you can say I was in Manila and she was in Butuan.
Oh, tingali ang kalayo mo ba o nga ikan sa Manila o din
niya. Kind of. And I'm listening to the brethren and the Lord kind of taps on my shoulder.
Oh, namisita siya sa usang eksyon niya sa Ginoo.
And he says, Martin, I want to talk to you.
Oh,
and
Martin, la historia con el hijo.
You know, very similar. He's talking to me like this very often.
Oh, today
I'm walking there. I'm going to get some fruit
juice.
Hey, Martin.
Oh, good time to do it. Oh, Martin.
I look around, there's nobody else. I said, yes, Lord, what is it?
And somebody's pointing me out.
So I looked up, Brother Bird is calling me down. Brother Bird is calling me down. From it didn't surprise me at all because I thought the Lord is calling me. But that day, the Lord says, I want to talk to you. And I said, excuse me, the Lord wants to talk to me in private. So I kind of make a step and said, Lord, yes, what is it? And the Lord says, there is a meeting now in this little village and a school. Alright, and what about it? And the Lord says, they are struggling over a scripture. And this is the scripture, and this is the question they
have.
And not only this is the question, but it's my answer, says the Lord. This is the answer for their question. And I said, all right, well and good, but what do I do with it while I'm here? And they are 300 kilometers there. And this is the days where there are no cell phones. No internet, no communication. No computers available. So I'm saying, well, what do you want me to do? And he said, I persuaded your fiance, who was in the church, to go in the city, go to the post office, find a phone booth, and call you because she knew where I was. So I said, all right, and I went back and I was waiting for a call. And they really went, the whole fellowship from the school, they went to the city, find a post office, find a small phone booth, if you remember what that is. They fit in maybe five people, the rest is waiting in front of it. And she calls me. So the phone rang and I picked it up and she goes, hey Martin, we've got a little situation here. And I said, say nothing. The Lord told me already, let's say some money on the phone. This is what you are doing. You have a meeting. This is the scripture you are struggling with. And this is the question and this is the answer. Amen.
Amen.
We save some points for phone. You know, the Lord wants to speak to us. The Lord wants to lead us. The Lord wants to be our God.
gusto niya na mahimos ang Diyos sa itong kinabuhi.
But we have to choose that we will not listen to other things.
Pero na kita sa pagpili kung gusto ba kita na dili maminaw o dili mutangaw sa mga utang na tuwas mo.
And you know, when the Lord tells us to do something, we will trust Him and believe He can do it.
Kaya kung gusto kinagaya ang Diyos, kinahanan nga ito siyang tuuhan o gato siyang saliga.
You know, my mother didn't like that I became Christian.
Abinin niya, kung inahan mo, ang kipagkakay, inahin mo kung Kristohan.
You know, when I was 16, I was studying at high school.
Kaya sa niya nang ilalang po kinisahin, nagtuon ko po niya sa high school.
And she didn't like the idea of me being Christian.
So, wakit sa kaangay sa mga paagi sa Kristohan.
So our decision was, when I was 16, somewhere in second grade, one day I was just washing dishes at home. And she says, well, you're old enough now. Why don't you go and take leave?
Leave, bye-bye.
And I say, well, maybe like between second and third grade in the summer holidays when there's no school, I can, you know. And she says, well, actually, next weekend is Easter, and I thought I would do major cleaning, and I could clean the whole house if you are gone by then. So if you can move by Friday, it would be great. Okay. So there I went. You know, life was not easy always. You know, from when I was 16, nobody was telling me I had to study. Nobody was telling me that I should eat or go to sleep. Except one person. My father. My heavenly father, that is.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You know, brethren, I didn't have anybody but Father. But I realize how good Father He is. How much He cares. You know, He was taking care. He was providing. Well beyond what I needed. He gave me a shirt. Oh, praise the Lord, I had a shirt. You think, what do you mean? Well, it was great to have a shirt. I mean, what shirt? And then I had some old type of trousers. And there was a wedding coming, and I kind of had the same shirt and the old trousers, nothing to wear for the wedding.
Wedding.
You know, and then the brethren came from States, and there was some clothes, and the only thing which fit me were nice, beautiful pajamas.
So
now I have my wedding dress.
Oh, how come you're not here?
Thank the Lord. The Lord was good. I was in trouble, I couldn't fast.
Oh, because
I had no food. And I said, Lord, I cannot fast, I have no food. And the Lord says, all right, go out. So I go out, and the Lord says, do you see the kettle there? And you know what kettle is? From the rain?
Puddle.
But it's raining?
Water puddle.
There's a water puddle.
Like a candle?
No, like on the street, there's water puddle.
Ah, and I'm not out.
And he says, go to this puddle and reach there. So I go to this puddle and I reach there and I have a fun. So I took the money, I went to the shop and I bought some bread. And I brought the bread home, put it on the shelf, and now I can fast. Great Lord. Let me tell you something. God is good.
But His goodness
is bigger than we expect, brethren. You know, my fiance at that time, my wife now, I have a wife and four children, I'm sure I told you. This is the same lady, which was girl then, going with me to school in the school bus. And she remembered, especially in winter when it was not summer, but always when I washed my one shirt and one sweater and one trousers in the evening, the shirt and the trousers were okay, but the sweater was still wet. And she knew that there were about 17, the bus took 1 hour, about 17 stations, and in the middle, the sweater was dry already. So, if you want to know how long does it take a man to dry sweater in different weathers, ask me. I have a lot of experience. You can know one thing. If you met me that time, I was the happiest person in the world. There was no problem,
brethren.
There was no problem. We walked with the Lord. And he was working and working and talking and talking. And I knew if it would be good for me to have 5 shirts, he would have given to me. And people felt sorry for me, and I said, you have nothing to feel sorry for. I'm doing very well. And I really was. I missed nothing. I went to a conference one day. And I really felt bad because I couldn't pay anything towards the conference. Everybody's putting money together that they can pay, and I have nothing to pay. And then I took my dirty trousers I had in my bag and I was doing something. And I reached in the pocket and there's $20. So I searched all the pockets, you know. No, only $20. So I paid for the bag, for the convention. And the next day, I'm kind of putting, you know, some other things in these dirty clothes, and kind of these trousers come to my hand again. I reach to the pocket, there's $20. You know, the Lord is finding strange ways. You know, the Lord is just caring, and He's very precise in the way He answers. We have to decide if we want to be sons of God or if we want to be sons of this world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, oh my, we could go on and on. I would spend the whole conference just showing story after story how God is and will be and is offering to deal with sons of God. He doesn't care for us to be like the world. You know, I wanted to go and introduce myself to the parents of my fiancé. So my idea is that I will get a car from my brother, I will borrow some nice dress, white flower, and I will walk there and say, here I am. Mr. Important. Yes. The parents, they were Catholics. I was the one guilty for taking the girl out of the Catholic Church. So, I was on the list. I'm, you know, not really ready to get there. And this is winter, kind of. Well, it was more fall. But imagine it's like a 10 degrees, it's raining and it's cold. I'm walking, getting ready to go home, and the Lord says, go and introduce yourself to Christina. And I just couldn't believe it. You know I have no money now. I have just these trousers. I have no flour. How can I make a Mr. Important out of this? How can I get there,
you?
And the Lord says, you can walk it, it's only 18 kilometers. And I would say, but I don't have warm trousers, I would be cold. And he says, go home first, get your sweatpants under those, and then you can walk and you won't be warm. So I go home. I take my sweatpants. Then I put my normal pants on it. I have a shirt and my famous sweater. And I had a hat. I'm ready to go to walk this 80 kilometers to visit the parents. My trousers, they look big. And the whole car is raining. So finally, after all these 80 kilometers, I come there, ring the bell, and you can imagine what is standing there. And the whole time I'm saying, Lord, why are you doing this? I was saying, Lord, I mean, isn't there another way?
There
are unbelievers.
I'm
making a total fool out of myself. And I know when the Lord gives a commandment and then says nothing, he's not
changing.
You know, I came to this home. They wouldn't talk to me. And they were so upset. My wife was, well, not wife yet, but my kid, very embarrassed, of course. I was hoping they would send me home immediately and I would gladly walk back. The father, however, decided. He says, no, you will sleep over and you will go back in the morning and I will give you money for the bus. I had to sleep in his pajamas. And I was not Mr. Important, I was Mr. Open Loser. Not even the doors were talking to me in that house. And you know, I went back home. And I said, Lord, why did you do this? And the Lord said, I wanted to see whether you obey me. And I wanted the parents to know that you obey me. And I want you to show the parents that you really love their daughter. You know, the parents have had that. They love us dearly. The mother was saved. You know, and the Lord prospered us that I can take care of the family. But from that time, they knew we obeyed the Lord. And whenever it came to God, They had the respect and they knew God is talking to us.
Yes.
They asked us to work on the fields with hay. I had no idea I didn't understand it, so I was just helping and working. And the clouds are coming. They look up and they say, oh, we have to put everything together because it will be raining soon. And the Lord told me, tell them, I will stop it. I will give you enough sun that today it's all dry. The grandmother is Catholic. Okay, Lord. So I went and I told her, I said, Lord is telling us that don't worry, he will stop the clouds and give us enough sun to dry all the hay today. She's experienced lady of 70 years old. She knew the clouds. She could read the heaven. She looked at it and said, well, it'll rain. But if the Lord has told you, I have no doubt. And she has enough authority in the family. She says, the Lord told Martin that he will drive for us. Spread it all. There will be no rain. It was not about me, it was about the Lord. They believe. Because they had enough experience with this wet Mr. Nobody coming to their door. Brethren, Brother Mark was speaking about measuring. You know, the Lord is choosing. It is available. What do you want? What do you want? You want to play church? You want to play church? You want to stay busy at the outer court? You want to do your own things? Do you want to spend time at the internet looking at things you are not supposed to be looking at? Do you want to give your mind and mouth to things which are not of God? Brethren, there is available a higher place for you. Let's go to Judges 7. Hallelujah. Then Jeroboam, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moab in the valley. Verse 1. Yes.
Hoy hace Jeroboam, la voz de Gideon, Obrang nalanggawa kami ubat ka niya, ting sa iyo pagpangon, obrang paraluna, obrang kukuran sa hako. Obrang kang po sa media, madyan, dito lapit sa mihanan nila, tupat na kungkot sa muli, dito sa walos.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many.
O sayo kami ang Gideon, ang katawan na naawan ka nimo, dagan na kayo, alam ka na ako.
You know, brethren, there is a division.
Abi niyo mga kaisunan, ana ay pagkabahin.
You know, there is a division. There is here. Here is 8 billion people.
Doon na yung pagkabahin. Kung kaya, hindi na dapat sa gawas, ano na mga tao ang kapangkiitan ngayon?
If you want a crowd, you can go to rock concert.
Kung gusto kang dakong katawahan, mahimang umato ka sa mga konserto, sa banda.
If you want a Christian crowd, go to a Christian rock concert.
Kung gusto ka o kanang dakong tigon sa mga katawahan sa Tuhanon, ato ito. So, ato ito sa tigon sa rock na tukar.
There's a wide gate.
Kaya doon ay halapat kaya maganaan dito.
And wide road.
Kung niya lapat po nga danan.
Where does it lead to?
Apan asa mo na panulo.
Where does it lead to?
Asa mo na panon.
Destruction.
Kung hindi nga ito sa pagkalaglag, hindi pa.
If you want to walk in the crowd, it leads to destruction.
Kaya kung gusto ka mag-iuban sa daghanan kayong mga katawan, padulong na natin ito sa pagkalaga.
So, the first way, how the Lord is split it.
So, ang unang bagay, yung Diyos sa kinay pagkabuwak.
He's asking you, and he's saying, whoever is fearful, I'm in the middle of the third verse.
Okay. Nabingon siya ninyo.
So now therefore go for private ears to people saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead.
Gitangkinsa din sa versikulo 3. Gitangkinsa ang napunan sa kahadlok o nangurong kumaulit siya o kumahawa gikan sa bukit sa galaan.
So, brethren, you don't have to, says the Lord.
Bakit doon kinahanglan dilikay kita pag may tama ni Ana.
And maybe that's the reason why we don't have too many people.
O tingali mo kung hinungdan na nung jutay na kayo kita.
Because it's free will.
Kung kay gawas mo ang manggod kita.
You can decide for yourself whether you want to.
Makahimbo kita sa pampili kung asa'y atong gustuhon.
And I understand some people make decisions that they don't want to, and they are not here. Amen.
Oh, tingali makahimo ka pagunahon na nga dili ko isto usaba na kay pagpili kayo, maglisod kayo.
So the first thing is you have to express your desire. Yes, I want to, and be present.
Oh, pusa imo kayo tumana ng imong
but Lord is saying,
apan ang ginawa ka na yon?
In verse 4,
yes, sa versikulo 4,
and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
O si Jehovah mayon sa Gideon, sa versikulo 4, ang katawan laghan pa kayo, dala sila nga ito sa tutip, o sinasulayan ko, dito alam ka nimo, o may tanong na sinasakar tong akong igayon ka nimo, kinimagakuyong ka nimo, ang mao makauban ka nimo o tungod ng bisang kintra ako magayon ka nimo hindi makauban ka nimo ang mao hindi makauban ka nimo.
It was 30,000 people first.
Nagsubog kini sa 3 times na mil sa mga katawahan.
20,000 decided to go home. So only 10,000 went. The Lord did not bother to measure and try those people who went home.
There's no requirement.
You can do whatever you want in the outer court and still be in church. Find yourself a church which serves the best your desire. You will not be measured, brethren. It doesn't matter. But those who stay,
apan ala kanila na nagapagilin,
be ready.
Kailangan nga magpaandam mo ikaw
to be tried, to test it.
Kailangan andam mo ikaw kapagkasulayan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you desire, brethren, to enter in, there's a price to pay.
Kailangan nga munisidari ka pamagay dilit payadalin ang pagsunod niyo.
So he brought down the people out of the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that leapeth of the water with his tongue and the dog leapeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink.
Pinigun mo siya na huwag dapat nagsasag siya ng muluhod sa Panginoon upang huwag muluhod sa Panginoon.
And he was saying, you know, those, everybody went to drink. Okay? Everybody went to drink. And he says, the one puts body down and he takes the water and drinks. Okay? I still can see you. I know what is happening around me. I am still understanding I'm a soldier in control. I am still doing the business of the Lord. In the middle of this fine my knees, I go down, but I'm still focused.
Doon yung mga tao na nagainom na nagaluhod lamang o kunya makahimog yato sa pagtanaw.
But those who went down like this,
kapag gato na yun na nagpilap diya sa tubig,
they totally lost the control. They didn't know what was happening around. And God said, they are not qualified. Do you want to be qualified? Hallelujah. Do you want to be qualified? Brethren, God is in measuring business. God is in recruitment business. Hallelujah, brethren, but He expects us to repent. Repent of our sins. Repent of our sitting on a fence. Repent of being half in and half out. The whole thing here, brethren, is about Gideon's army. You know, there's selection and selection, qualification and qualification. You need to help me with math here. What is the number together?
300.
100, 200, 250, 300. Am I right?
Amen.
This is the land. The Bible says, 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide. And this is the 300. This is the 300 Gideon's army. Brethren, it doesn't matter what picture you take from the Bible. It speaks the same message. We can go to Ezekiel 40 and speak about measuring. We can go to Revelation 11. We can go to Exodus. We can go to Revelation 21. We can speak about them, wise and fair, foolish virgins. All of the virgins are Christians. There's 5 wise and 5 foolish. Brethren, let us not be fools. God is in the
business.
According to his sons.
Hallelujah.
And brethren, if you desire to be the son, if you desire to be son, you need to go down on your knees. You need to educate yourself before the Lord. You need to repent, brethren. There are specific things God wants you to confess and get rid of. Because brethren, the calling is magnificent and great. But
it
has to pay with everything you have. I'll hand it back to Brother Raymer if you want to invite people to pray or something. I'll leave it to your hands. God bless you.